Yeah.
Okay. This case number 25088.
Did you have this case number?
Yes.
25088.
He's gonna need the oath. He wasn't here for the oath.
Yeah. Sir, you need to be sworn in because all testimony has to be under oath. So do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give this day will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, subject to perjury charges? So help you God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Detective Brindiana Miranda, and I represent the Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection.
And this is a, let me see. This is an automatic disqualifier, correct?
So the state is purporting that under the new Public Act 2543, the convictions for the appellant from April of 2024?
The conviction was July 2nd of 2024.
Okay.
The incident, the arrest date was April 28th.
Okay. The conviction from 2024 of reckless second in New York, correct?
Yep. I have a statement if you want me to read it.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Fine.
On April 28th, 2024, the appellant was arrested by a New York Police Department for criminal possession of a firearm second and reckless endangerment first, both felonies. On July 2nd, 2024, the app was actually convicted, I believe he took a guilty plea, of reckless endangerment second, a misdemeanor out of New York. New York state law states that a person is guilty of reckless endangerment in the second degree when he recklessly engages in conduct which creates a substantial risk of serious injury to another person. I believe that this conviction would satisfy the new automatic prohibitor under Public Act 2543, which states, in part, that a pistol permit shall not be issued if a person has been convicted of, quote, a misdemeanor violation in another state during the preceding 8 years that a reasonable reviewer would believe to constitute, part two, any crime with extreme indifference to human life creates a risk of serious physical injury, or part three, any crime that by physical threat or conduct causes another person to reasonably fear for such person's safety. In this case, I believe that both parts two and three apply. The appellant was at a party with several other people when he was involved in a physical altercation with another male. The appellant produced a handgun and discharged several rounds at the ground. By doing this, he acted with a total disregard for the value of life and caused a substantial risk of serious physical injury to the other male, partygoers, in any of the neighboring buildings, since it is a densely populated area, thus satisfying part two of the statute. Part three is satisfied because there were several people at the party that were not involved in the altercation, and the appellant's conduct, brandishing and discharging a firearm several times, would lead a reasonable person to believe that the partygoers feared for their safety. This is further supported by the fact that New York statutory language for reckless endangerment in the second degree is nearly identical to Connecticut's statutory language for reckless endangerment in the first degree, which is an automatic prohibitor in the state. Therefore, I respectfully request that the board consider this an automatic based on the reasonable reviewer criteria.
Do you understand what the detective has just said, sir?
Yeah, but some of those are not true.
I'm sorry, you have to speak.
Some of them are not true.
But they are apparently, that is on your record, and you did plead guilty to these charges in New York.
Yeah, but that's not what will happen.
But the fact remains, you have been found guilty of certain infractions in New York.
Yes.
That are identical to infractions on the record in the law in Connecticut, which are automatic disqualifiers, meaning that having been found guilty of those charges, we cannot grant your appeal to have a pistol permit in Connecticut.
Okay.
So I'm afraid that's it. You could withdraw this, your appeal, and try and get a pardon for these charges, which would have to be from New York.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you withdraw your appeal, then we're not voting against you today, and that might be helpful going forward. So would you like to withdraw your appeal?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.